B-Pod Studios.
Time for the Big Brain Plays. Checkpoint XP is back on your radio with James, Robbie, and Weird Beard.
Welcome back. You're listening to Mr. Platinum, Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and someone who is currently looking for a sponsor for his future hot tub live streams, me, James Campbell.
Wait, hold on. Did you do one? Did I miss it?
No, but I'm trying to be the first dude to
hot tub. You missed out on that already. American Dad, actually. He's at least one. I'm sure there's probably other ones, but somebody by the name of American Dad got the bikini. Not even a man thong. He was wearing the full bikini. He got like a wig.
The guy with the long, curly, blonde hair and the Fu Manchu. That guy?
I think so. I think that's the one. Yeah, he beat you to it, man. Sorry.
We asked on social media, at Checkpoint XP, on Twitter and Facebook, if you were to build an Avengers team comprised, is that the right use of the word?
Comprised? Yeah, okay. Close enough.
I was like, I don't know if I'm combining words here, but as long as, if you're building an Avengers team comprised of video game characters, who would be on your Avengers team? Well, we're going to get your answers in just a moment, because first, we're going to share who we would put on our video game Avengers team, and I want to go first.
All right, yes. Let's get the trash out of the way.
Ooh, breaking my heart again. Chalk up another heartbreak. Well, I'm going to start with Duke Nukem.
Okay, that's not bad.
He's a badass. He's got the guns. He's got the one-liners.
Would you say he's like your Thor or your Hulk?
I would say he's like my Thor. Yeah.
Okay, all
Duke
right,
Nukem would be like my Thor. Next, I have Lara Croft.
Okay.
Badass female, yep. Like a Black Widow-esque yep. type, mm-hmm. type of character.
That's a good one.
Doomslayer, the guy that's killing all
there,
the demons.
There's your Hulk. That's yeah. your Hulk so right
that
there.
That would be my Hulk. Sure, yeah. Yeah,
you can call yeah sure, whatever. Hulk.
Yeah. Now I have the Battletoads. All three Battletoads, because they're the Battletoads.
Oh, ah. I feel like that's a little bit of a... I'll let it slide this way. That's a little cheaty right there.
How is that a little cheaty? Just because I got three for the
yeah.
price of one?
Yep.
Well, I got...
That's like people who go Banjo and Kazooie for
yeah.
one.
Nah. Mm. Well, to me, the teams, I think you can call the teams as characters.
Who's your last one? Who's your final one?
The real moneymaker here for my Avengers team, Miss Pac-Man. And here's why.
Oh, is that God. Your Iron Man?
Sure. Iron Man, God. He's kind of the sexy, like heartthrob kind of character. So, Miss Pac-Man, if you look at the arcade cabinet,
uh-huh.
she's got some thick, sexy thighs.
All right, let's,
she's
here.
Got all the ghosts chasing her around. She's like the sexy, like mysterious.
Yep.
You don't want to hear my
James. Yep. Nope.
Miss Pac-Man
nope.
for
all
the
right.
win.
All right. Weird Beard, who's on your team?
All right. For my Hulk-like character, I would pick Pyramid Head from Silent Hill 2.
Okay.
The man is all, or the thing is only known to destroy things. There's nothing else.
But could you control him?
That's a big question there.
You couldn't control the Hulk when he first joined the team either. For my Black Widow stand-in, I'd say Bayonetta. They're both kind of dark. They're both kind of, you know,
like... That is a good one, actually.
What game would I know Bayonetta from?
Bayonetta.
Okay.
So she's like she has like demon wings and it has a gun and it's like ba 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 ba.
If you've seen a picture of her, you know what we're talking about. Tall, sexy, long legs, clad in leather, long hair.
Almost like Mrs. Pac-Man.
Oh, jeez. All right, who else you got, Weird Beard?
I would also pick Eddie Gordo from Tekken. He was the one that would spin around to do all the cool kick flips and stuff
okay.
like that.
Okay.
That would be my Thor-like character. The comic relief, but still can, you know, he's pretty broken if you go back into Tekken. Then, I really, 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 really hope that I do not get flamed for picking this person.
Uh-oh. Well, now you know you're going to. You just gave
it
Robbie...
It can't be worse than Miss Pac-Man, I promise
How
you.
How dare you?
My Captain America is Sephiroth. He's committed to his ideals.
For Final Fantasy VII?
Yes, that's okay. all he's there to do is to, you know.
Weird that you call him your Captain America, but he's not a bad pick. All right, I'll give it to you.
And then my last one that I would pick on the team is I would want to pick Dante from Devil May Cry as my Iron Man.
All right,
they're
cool.
both already dressed in red, so.
let me go through mine here real quick. So for my Iron Man, you know, tech sort of genius, I'm getting Samus Aran from Metroid.
I like it. Yeah, it's a really good
my
one.
Black Widow is actually same as yours. I got Lara Croft on here as my femme
fatale. Yeah, see, Gray might do think alike
yep.
sometimes.
Doom Guy for your Hulk, just sheer and utter destruction.
I think Robbie's cheating off my
For my Thor, which I don't look at as comic relief, but just as one of your heavy hitters, I'm taking Joker from Persona 5.
Okay.
And for the Captain America, Commander Shepard from Mass Effect.
Of course it's a Mass Effect.
So you would go
of
Mass
course,
Effect.
That's right. All right. Let's take a look at some of the teams submitted to us, and we're gonna break these down here, all right? Blake gives us the N64 edition. He has Glover...
Good choice.
Buck Bumble.
Nice.
Banjo/Kazooie as one.
Cheater.
Skull Kid. What? And Turok with all guns.
Oh, I forgot about Turok.
He says, with all guns and knows how to use the Chrono Scepter.
Do you not know who Skull Kid is?
No clue who Skull Kid is or Glover.
That's not the Skull Kid from, I'm thinking Skull Kid from
Legend of Zelda.
Yeah. Okay.
Awesome. Cool pick. What else? What else did they give us? All
right. Neo Nick has Commander Shepard for the leader. It's a good one. Alucard for the badass. That's not a bad one either. Mega Man as the powerhouse.
I like Mega Man.
Nathan Drake as the wisecracker. And they have Trevor Phillips from Grand Theft Auto 5 as the wild card.
I can see that. I think any Grand Theft Auto character could play the wild card at this point.
That's probably fair. Let's see. Ghost Panda Colin has the Ashen One, who I think is the main character from Dark Souls 3. Anyone familiar? Dark Souls, the Ashen One?
No, sorry. Too scary, too hard.
Okay. Jesse Faden from Control, which is a really good one. I appreciate that one. Vanilla from Orange Blood? Never heard of Orange
I've
Blood.
Never heard of Orange Blood either.
That sounds like a weird beard game. Kratos from God of War. It's a good pick right there. And Tracer from Overwatch. That's not too bad a team.
Tracer is a cool one, too. Mm-hmm. I think including any Overwatch character is probably going to get you some fan love.
NGP says Kratos post God of War 4. They don't want Daddy Kratos. They want the old school Kratos. Also puts Jesse Faden from Control in there. Kiryu Kazuma, who I think is that's a Yakuza character, I think. Nathan Drake and, here's one, Agent 47.
Ooh, would you want to have a trained hitman on your Avengers squad, James?
It definitely wouldn't hurt.
Yeah. All right, true. But if everybody else has superpowers and your superpower is gun, do you think that...
Well, you're definitely outmatched and outpowered, yeah. But you still got that brain.
That just makes Hitman, the guy from Hitman would be Hawkeye in this situation.
Actually, he'd probably be closer to Black Widow, but yeah.
But he can help the more powerful guys. Here's some ideas on how to assassinate your enemies.
Yeah,
you know?
you need an escape plan, you need a root.
He'd be more
in.
The planner, I feel.
The brains behind the outfit, yeah. All right, me vs. You says most OP heroes incoming.
Uh-oh.
All right, Dante with powers from Devil May Cry 3. All right.
That's one of Weirdbeard's pick, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Solid Snake with all guns and gadgets from Metal Gear Solid. That's like filling in your spy, your espionage role, so that's not bad. The Dragonborn from Skyrim with all shouts. Sora from Kingdom Hearts 2. Level 99 with ultimate weapon and all
Hell yeah, goofy-ass Sora out there just murdering aliens, protecting the world.
I like how Me vs. E was very specific about what weapons and abilities that each character has.
He's like, they have to be equipped in this specific fashion. And then lastly, Samanosuke with Ani powers. I'm not sure who Samanosuke is. That sounds like some anime stuff right there.
Samanosuke. I don't know how to spell it.
Yeah, but apparently they have all their powers. So.
Oh, it's Samanosuke. It's from Ominusha.
Yeah, it's some anime.
Weirdbeard knows who it is. what wasn't he on your team, Weirdbeard?
Because he, I don't know.
Oh. Yeah, because he's a weeb. That's why. That's all we got, though. Those are some decent ones. There's... again, if you're trying to throw in Banjo-Kazooie or the Battletoads as one pick, get out of here.
How dare you? The Battletoads are...
Get out of here.
They're a threesome. They operate as one crew.
That they take up three slots.
No, they don't. Thank you so much for your responses there. Remember, if you ever want to include your response over the phone, give us a call at 1-833-557-0974. You can always respond to whatever question we have posed on our social media. But if you ever have a question that you think the experts here at Checkpoint XP... can answer, give us a call, 1-833-557-0974. And that's going to do it for this episode. Thank you for listening to us on your radio station. Make sure you head on over to CheckpointXP.com. Check out the Checkpoint Daily. There you can hear the latest in video game news that is breaking that day. I'm going to send a big thank you to Robbie Landis, Weirdbeard, and producer Chad for helping put this episode together. Don't forget, follow us on Twitter and Facebook at CheckpointXP and also on Instagram at Checkpoint_XP. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the show. We'll talk to you again on the next level. Hey, it's James from Checkpoint XP. Now, you haven't been grinding solo queue for nothing. You're good enough for a varsity esports team, but you don't know where to look. That's where Looking For a Group comes in. It's a directory of every college esports program in the country. Programs, scholarships, whether you're a varsity player or looking for a recreational team, Looking For a Group has everything. Head to lfgroup.gg, find the college esports community that's right for you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.